This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the President of the United States just said his farewells. He still constitutes the only presidential candidate nominated by a major party ever, never to concede. But this was a concession speech, and the tone of it, I think, is going to serve the president very well. It's thinking about, and by the way, we will link at the at our website at michaelmedved.com. You can click directly to see the entire, it's just about 20 minutes, the president's speech in toto. And he's speaking with two flags on either side of him from the White House, from a podium, with a couple of edits in the speech. But I do think this will be one of the more positively received speeches he's given. He wished the incoming president well. Still can't mention his name. The one thing that you can't help thinking about with this speech is if he had given a speech like this, I'll say a month ago. I mean, and remember, it's been what? It's been more than 3 months. It's 3 months, 17 days since the election, isn't that right? So because you have November, December, January. Oh, sorry, I'm wrong. It's 2 months, 13 days. But it's a long time. If he had given this speech a month ago, he would be leaving the White House in so much better shape, really, historically, in terms of public esteem, with none of this nonsense about Washington being tense and on edge. Because the one thing that is most problematic, and I think it is going to be recorded historically as the biggest failing of the Trump administration, I mean, number one, was the insistence that he really won the election. And he knew better than that. And today, it's interesting because one of the people who was praised in a Wall Street Journal editorial for having done very good work for President Trump, and they're right what they're saying, is there are a number of people that the Wall Street Journal cites who had accomplished a great deal working with President Trump. And they include on their list Don McGahn, who supervised the judicial nominations, and they say assisted by Leonard Leo of the Federalist Society and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Mr. McGahn created a process for vetting, nominating, and confirming a record number of judges. This includes 3 Supreme Court justices and 54 appellate judges whose influence will be felt for decades. And those judges are terrific. They really are. They're the leading lights of conservative legal scholarship, constitutional legal scholarship, and that will be one of President Trump's greatest achievements. And yes, Bill Barr, they mentioned specifically. They also mentioned Mike Pence, Bill Barr, and the rule of law. Few men have been vilified more than the vice president and former attorney general, but they deserve better. Mr. Barr refused to endorse Mr. Trump's claims of election theft when the evidence did not exist. He also refused Mr. Trump's demand for indictments in the FBI Russia collusion probe before the election, per Justice Department standards. We'll see if there are any indictments that come out from John Durham, who is still completing that investigation, a U.S. attorney in Connecticut, but I don't suspect that there will be. The one point about all of this is, if President Trump, and okay, I know he's allergic to conceding, but if he had just avoided the preposterous and repeated claims that he had won an election, that he lost, and he lost decisively, if he had just acknowledged that, the way he did in this speech just now, first of all, Kelly Loeffler would still be a senator from Georgia. David Perdue would still be a senator from Georgia. Mitch McConnell would still be majority leader rather than minority leader. And frankly, the entire nightmare of what happened in Washington would not have happened. And this is one of those things where there's a story here, and there are two stories that I really do need to get to. But there's an extraordinary story about Bill Barr confronting the president about his claims that he had really won the election, that the election was subject to massive fraud. And Bill Barr appears to acknowledge that he had made clear to the president that it was bull. Beep. Yeah, the BS word. The Hill reports former Attorney General William Barr reportedly pushed back strongly on President Trump when discussing claims the president was circulating about the election being stolen, in quotes, from him. Barr, during a meeting with Trump at the White House in early December, so it's a month after the election, told the president that such theories of a stolen election were BS. But he actually said the words. Other aides in the room, including White House counsel Pat Cipollone, were reportedly surprised that the attorney general had made the comment, though they did not disagree with his remarks. The meeting came as Barr had publicly undercut the president's baseless allegations of widespread voter fraud, telling the Associated Press that the Justice Department had not uncovered evidence to back up those claims. Quote, today we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election, Barr told the AP in the interview. Trump reportedly confronted the attorney general, as he was then, about his comments while in the private dining room near the Oval Office. Why would you say such a thing? You must hate Trump. There's no other reason for it. You must hate Trump, the president asserted. Okay, you can imagine the president saying that. But the reason that he would make those claims is because they were true. And because it is essential to have the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, the Attorney General, speak the truth. Barr responded, these things aren't panning out, and the stuff that these people are filling your ear with just isn't true. By these people, he means Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis and the rest of them. The Attorney General reportedly emphasized that the DOJ had reviewed the major claims put forward, all of them by the president's lawyers, and they were, as he put it, BS. Trump announced almost 2 weeks later on December 14th that Barr would step down from his position in the Trump administration. But this entire matter is so crucial. Because one thing that we can learn from the Trump administration, and we can learn that there is nothing more fundamental than treating even a very close election, let alone election that's decisive. And when I say this election is decisive, Joe Biden, there are only two Democrats going all the way back to FDR who have won a bigger percentage of the popular vote than Joe Biden did this time. Those two were Lyndon Johnson in 1964, and then it was also true for Barack Obama in 2008. Though Biden got more votes than Obama did, but number of votes, and a higher percentage than Obama did in 2012. Higher than Truman, higher than Adlai Stevenson, higher than John Kennedy, higher than Bill Clinton both times, Jimmy Carter. This was a decisive election, for goodness sake. And for the president to try to contest it for so long, to ask people like poor the gentleman we had, the listener, who had gone there to Washington, to uproot their lives and to come to Washington for an election that had long been decided, that will count against him. But we can learn more, says the Wall Street Journal, from Trump's triumphs. What are they? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips. And it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor. And so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved Show, responding to the president's farewell address. I suspect that this means he will not give a subsequent remarks when he gets on his airplane at Andrews Air Force Base tomorrow. Tomorrow in the morning, he will be leaving from Andrews at about 4 hours before Joe Biden takes the oath of office. And one of the things about this address is it clearly recognizes that the election has happened. And this really was the problematic aspect of the last days of the Trump administration that have ended up doing tremendous damage to the country and to President Trump himself. And actually, I feel sorry for him, because it would have been, it's so easy to imagine how this could have been normal. And if he has suspicions of voter fraud, well, he played them out. He played them out at length. He had his whole legal strike force going off around the country. But had he not told that crowd on Wednesday morning, January 6th, that somehow by marching up to the Capitol they could turn the election around, and there was no way that could have happened, as we were talking about earlier today on this show, is there is no right that Mike Pence had, not in 1,000 years, to personally make a decision to disregard electoral votes. And with those electoral votes certified by legislatures, by governors, by officials, most of whom were Republican in the cases of the disputed states, to have certified all of that, and then to have the vice president overturn it, and he would have had to overturn it in at least 3 states, probably 4, because if the 3 states were the 3 states that were closest, Nevada and Georgia and Wisconsin, that would have only given a tie. And in either case, even if you do that, then it goes to the House of Representatives and constitutional chaos, because in the House of Representatives, you have only one vote per state. And it depends on the new House. And again, the nightmare, just to visualize it for a moment, Joe Biden won by more than 7 million votes. He won by 4.5% in a popular vote. And the idea of, think of the world looking at this, is you have one winner who wins by 7 million votes in substantial percentage, and then it goes to the House of Representatives, and they don't know how to vote. The entire prospect was alarming, and it was wrong. And what it has produced is this, and I think it's stunning, and it's sad, and it's unnecessary, is that President Trump is leaving the White House with the lowest approval rating he's ever had. Gallup reports today, as President Trump prepares to leave the White House, 34% of Americans approve of the job he's doing as president, the worst evaluation of his entire presidency. His 41% average approval rating throughout his presidency is 4 points lower than for any of his predecessors in Gallup's polling history. That goes back to Truman. Trump's ratings showed a record 81% point average gap between Republicans and Democrats, 11 points wider than the prior record. Trump's approval high point was 49%, which was achieved on several occasions in early 2020, spanning the time between the Senate trial and his first impeachment and the initial stages of the coronavirus pandemic, when Americans were giving him high marks for his response to it. But here's the thing that is so stunning about this, is generally when a president loses, when a president's a lame duck, when he's getting ready to leave the White House, between the time of the election and the time that president leaves, his approval rating goes up and goes way up. For George Herbert Walker Bush, his approval rating went up 22 points. For Bill Clinton, it went up 9 points, despite all of the shenanigans with pardons that Bill Clinton was doing. Pardon for Mark Rich, you may remember, was a campaign donor, etc. For President George Walker Bush, his approval rating went up 9 points. And for President Trump, He is literally the only president other than Carter. Carter went down 3 points because he still hadn't gotten the hostages back. Trump went down 12 points. The American people, I think there are very, very few American people who think the last 2.5 months have been good, healthy, energizing, unifying, uplifting, or acceptable for the country. And that leads me to this excellent column, another column from the Wall Street Journal, under the heading, "There's as much to learn from Trump's success as his disgrace." It's by Gerard Baker, who wrote an extraordinarily harsh column about President Trump, seems to me appropriately harsh, last week. This week he says, "The best argument for Donald Trump's presidency was never about the man himself. It was about the people who voted for him. It wasn't really about what he would do for taxes, immigration, or the federal judiciary. He did many needed things on these fronts, for sure. But any clever Republican politician with a good pollster could have come up with that same agenda. The best argument for Donald Trump," he writes, "was that he led and gave voice to millions of Americans who had been leaderless and voiceless for decades. The secret people," as a British poet once described his similarly disdained countrymen, "smiled at, paid, passed over, the deplorables, the men and women about whom the media, entertainment, and corporate human resources types never meet in their local Whole Foods, but deride as bigots and brutish Neanderthals. People who had grown up believing their country, for all its faults, was decent and good and had been a unique force for human freedom, were now told that it had always been the nerve center of oppression, fit only for a re-education of reactionary minds." In short, he writes, "President Trump's greatest achievement will have been the elevation of the legitimate concerns of perhaps half the U.S. population, an improbable, physics-defying reversal of the political tides that had eroded much of America's self-confidence in the preceding generation. But leadership involves more than simply articulating the fears and aspirations of those who need leading. People follow leaders, heed their wants, absorb their example." So what went wrong with that example? We'll tell you about that and more, a claim that Republicans...
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate back in session on Tuesday, one day before Joe Biden becomes America's next president. The Senate Intelligence Committee is meeting to consider President-elect Joe Biden's pick for Director of National Intelligence. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Avril Haines lays out what she believes is the greatest challenge she will face.
But perhaps the greatest challenge to be faced by the next DNI, internally and externally, including with the workforce, this committee, and the public, is building the trust and confidence necessary to protect the American people.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley announced he plans to object to a swift consideration of President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to lead the Department of Homeland Security. Hawley saying Alejandro Mayorkas has not adequately explained how we would protect the southern border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medved Show, talking about what I think is a balanced and insightful column by Gerard Baker at the Wall Street Journal. And he has been, and I read the columns at the Journal, as you know, because I frequently refer to them, because I think it's the leading source of conservative opinion right now. And Baker's columns, Baker has been more of a Trump fan than a lot of the columnists in the Journal. None of them have been never Trumpers, not people who are currently in the Journal. Brett Stevens certainly is, but he moved. He went over from the Journal to the Times. But in any event, what Baker writes about is that Trump made literally millions of Americans. He had 74 million people who voted for him, probably half those people felt that he was unique in hearing their voice, listening to them, giving expression to their concerns, to their problems, to their sense of displacement, to their sense of threat, to the entire American dream. But then he says at the end of his column, and I think this is right too, and it's a very, very important correction, but leadership involves more than simply articulating the fears and aspirations of those who need leading. People follow leaders. They heed their words. They absorb their example. Leaders not only reflect the ideals of the led, they reflect back to them the values by which the country should be governed. By that leadership standard, Mr. Trump must be judged too. And then he says this: the damage his unpardonable behavior throughout his presidency, but especially since the election, the damage that has done to the bonds that hold a fragile nation together is incalculable. His refusal to accept defeat and the steadily escalating insistence to his followers that they should never accept it is for many a defining conclusion that bears testimony to his unfit character and invalidates whatever other argument can be made for his presidency. There is much to this, says Gerard Baker. The loss of civic trust from the promotion of ever larger falsehoods has widened rather than helped close the divide, risking further alienation from constitutional politics of those who voted for him and, not incidentally, paving the way for a potential undoing of much of what he did achieve. Perhaps Joe Biden will prove a judicious leader, says Baker. We can hope. Perhaps he will remember to heed the voices of those who voted for Mr. Trump and not dismiss them as domestic enemies, as many of his now ascendant allies are doing. Perhaps he will resist the powerful voices around him who want the last 4 years to be written off as an aberrant sideways pause in the march of progress. That would be unwise. He's completely correct. Learning from Mr. Trump's success is as essential as disavowing his misdeeds. I think that's entirely true, and that's accurate and balanced. But there is one more thing. If you talk about dealing with people, dismissing people, looking down on them, it's terrible. But there's something worse when you're dealing with people. If you lie to them consistently. If you tell them stuff that isn't true. And it's true. Mr. Trump conveyed the notion to everybody out there in the country who had felt dissed and disregarded because of attitudes or because of religious faith or because you didn't have the right kind of college degree or whatever it happens to be. People who felt looked down upon, they felt held in contempt, they felt dismissed, they felt that they weren't taken seriously. That was the whole theme of the President Trump's inaugural address 4 years ago. But there is something worse than holding people in contempt. It's telling them lies and insisting on the lies again and again and again and again and again. And I'm sorry, that to me is one of the reasons that it's not surprising that President Trump has the lowest average approval rating. It's interesting, Gallup, of course, when they provide in the organization, they've been around for a long time, they talk about the organization, the level of approval that people had as president on average. And for some presidents, 8 years, for some presidents, 4 years, for like Gerald Ford, 2 years. But you know who the highest average approval rating was? John Kennedy. And of course, he served only 3 years because of the assassination. Dwight Eisenhower, second. George Herbert Walker Bush, third. And Donald Trump, last. And it seems to me that when you actually look at the economic record, when you look at the actual record of achievement, it does deserve better than that. But all of this goes to one of those basic decisions that you have to take seriously when you are judging anything politically, which is Heraclitus, a Greek philosopher, 2,500 years ago, just about, said character is destiny. And that there are all kinds of achievements, all kinds of alliances that can be undermined by unreliable or dishonest character. Now, speaking of that, there's a piece that just appeared at NBC, which is the media at its worst, it seems to me. And the piece basically is saying that the Republicans want to renew the culture war. I don't think Republicans want to renew the culture war. It's not a good strategy. It's not a helpful strategy. It's not what America wants to do right now. But this commentator at NBC, whose name is Chase Strangio. No, really, that's his name. Who was writing for NBC And he's a trans activist for the ACLU. And he says this. He says, we are not yet 3 weeks into 2021. President-elect Joe Biden has yet to be inaugurated, and already powerful forces on the right have made clear what will be the next front in their so-called culture war, which is to say their effort to maintain political power by demonizing the bodies, private lives, and personal decisions of Americans they've deemed unworthy of such autonomy. This time, they've chosen transgender youth as their target, seeking to capitalize on insidious stereotypes about trans people, preposterous pseudoscience, and a divisive cadre of supposed women's rights campaigns campaigners who believe the only way to achieve gender equality is to oppress other people. Okay, all of this is ridiculous. The evidence that Republicans or conservatives want to concentrate on issues of trans people, that evidence is non-existent. By the way, President-elect Biden just appointed Rachel Levine, who is a trans physician, very well qualified, apparently, but when you see Rachel Levine, you can kind of, well, okay. She's appointed Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services. She is the first trans person to actually have a position where she needs Senate confirmation. And I'm sure she'll get her Senate confirmation. She's been the health director in Pennsylvania for a while. In any event, the idea that this is a war that that conservatives want to do and to victimize trans youth. Look, to say that girls who compete in high school athletics should not have to compete against people who are really boys, that is not victimizing trans youth. That is actually serving common sense. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983.
Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike. And see our friend Paul Kenger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, the idea that somehow it is appalling to insist that someone who is biologically male should compete against other males, even if that person currently identifies as a female. This is not a culture war. It is not an assault on trans bodies or trans kids. It honestly is a defense of women's athletics, which is exactly, I thought, what people who were feminists and who were liberal and enlightened and et cetera, would want to support. And it's why this whole idea that the new battlefield in the culture war is an attack on trans kids, it's not an attack on anybody. It's not an attack on anybody. Because the opportunities to actually ask us to totally redefine athletic competition because of the small handful of kids who want to shift from competing against other males to competing against women seems to me to be an extreme point of view. I'll tell you another extreme point of view, and we're talking about President Trump and having to keep in touch with the truth. There's just a hideous lie being told by a member of Congress, Democrat. Her name is Rashida Tlaib, the so-called gentle lady from Michigan, concerning one of the great success stories in dealing with the coronavirus, with COVID-19, has been the nation of Israel, which is leading the world by far in terms of getting everybody vaccinated. They are now up to over a third of all citizens of the state of Israel have been able to get vaccinated, including, by the way, all the Palestinian Arab residents and citizens of the state of Israel. 20% of the population in Israel is Palestinian Arab. And they also, they had had a very bad outcomes with the disease, and the vaccination rate has been going forward throughout the nation of Israel. So what does Rashida Tlaib say? She was on the Democracy Now! Network and had a different story to tell. Listen. Number nine.
I think it's really important to understand Israel is a racist state. And that they would deny Palestinians like my grandmother access to a vaccine, that they don't believe that she's an equal human being that deserves to live, deserves to be able to be protected by this global pandemic. And it's really hard to watch as this apartheid state continues to deny their own neighbors, the people that breathe the same air they breathe, that live in the same communities. You could put a settlement wherever you want, but on the other side of that wall is a farm community, a village where my grandmother lives. And many of our, you know, various family members and others that I know are trying to, again, to live a good life, to a free life, free from this oppressive policies, these racist policies that deny them access to public health, deny them access to freedom of travel, deny them access to economic opportunities. It is so critically important that we call it out.
Okay, and none of that is true. None of that is true. The Palestinian citizens of Israel who live in Israel proper, who participate in the society, who pay their taxes and are part of the entire... The only thing they don't do is they're not required to serve in the army, like Israeli Jews are. But this is simply not true. What she's talking about is people who live in the Palestinian Authority. Now, the Palestinian Authority, where they just announced they're going to have elections for the first time in 16 years. First time in 16 years they're going to have elections. But the people who are voting in those elections are living under Palestinian control. They have Palestinian police forces. They have Palestinian public health institutions, Palestinian universities. It's a proto-state, and someday maybe it will be an independent, fully recognized Palestinian state. But to expect Israel to not only take care of all of the citizens who live in Israel and are part of that nation, to expect them to expend resources going into the Palestinian Authority, where they're not always welcome, to say the least, and to provide vaccinations there, well, actually, they're doing it. And they're providing help and assistance to Palestinian doctors who are trying to get it done. But it is absurd to me and shocking that a member of Congress could give that misleading a statement in public without some kind of correction. And speaking of misleading statements, on Martin Luther King Day, there was a claim from Sonny Hostin that anyone who's a Republican has no right to quote Dr. Martin Luther King. This is absurd. Listen to clip two.
And I saw today, unbelievably, in my view, Ted Cruz, Kayleigh McEnany, Rona McDaniel, Melania Trump, quoting Dr. King, tweeting Dr. King. Those were the same people that were like Melania Trump with this birther lie, the Ted Cruz with a challenging, the Electoral College, Kayleigh McEnany. Right. Just over and over again with her propaganda. How dare they try to quote Dr. King on the celebration of his birthday when they enabled a racist president causing this insurrection and attack on our democracy. So while we have some progress, we just have such a long way to go, Whoopi, such a long way to go.
Okay, this is pathetic. First of all, the idea of trying to bring in a racial element to the attack on the Capitol building. The attack on the Capitol building is unjustifiable. And by the way, the people she mentioned, none of them have tried to justify it. It's loathsome what happened. But Dr. King wanted to be quoted by people who didn't agree with him. He wanted to change people. Wouldn't you think it would be worse, Sonny Hostin, if people like the people you mentioned, Ted Cruz and Kayleigh McEnany, if and Melania Trump, if they never quoted Dr. King on the holiday? The whole purpose of the holiday was to come together under certain principles. And some of those principles have to do with, yes, judging people not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, which is a very, very tough clip, quote, to try to renounce. Again, this is the kind of attitude, and she talks about the racist president. It is worth noting that that particular racist president greatly improved his appeal to both blacks and Latinos in the election. He still lost, but all Republicans have been losing those communities, unfortunately, for years. But President Trump did make significant gains, and that's worth acknowledging. Speaking of significant gains, one of the most successful ethnic minorities in the country is Indian Americans, people who are here from South Asia. And one of the South Asian stars who has also lived partially in America is Priyanka Chopra Jonas. She's married to one of the Jonas brothers. She is the co-star of a movie that's getting big Oscar buzz. Could it be another Slumdog Millionaire? The movie? Well, listen here about the
now
White
House. Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
There's a gripping new film that features the Indian superstar Priyanka Chopra Jonas that tells the dark, twisted story of a desperately poor boy who becomes the driver to a wealthy couple and is slowly corrupted by their example. It's called The White Tiger, now streaming on Netflix.
They had plans, I had plans too. I would have to become the creature that gets born only once every generation.
Based on an award-winning English language novel from 2008, much of the film is in subtitles, providing an artfully captured, alarming, and overwhelmingly negative view of every level of Indian society. It's spellbinding for most of the two-hour runtime, but the dark and deeply disturbing concluding episodes will leave audiences far more appalled than inspired. It's rated R for harsh talk in many languages and nightmarish scenes of violence. 2.5 stars for a big project that is indeed a rare beast, The White Tiger. And next time on the Medved Show, of course, we will be responding to President Trump's farewell from Andrew Air Force Base that he does tomorrow morning when he's flying back to Mar-a-Lago. We'll also, of course, be responding to Joe Biden's swearing in and his inaugural address. They are expecting his inaugural address will make a special pitch to try to reach out to Trump voters. Will that have any impact or be successful? Plus, a Washington Post columnist says America's not exceptional after all. I think he's dead wrong. We will debate it and much more tomorrow in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.